I'm indeed happy to have you listening today to the Ministry of Sermon and Song, and I hope that you will be able to stay with us for the rest of the program, and then in the days following as we continue right on in the Gospel of John. In the first few verses here in John 21, we find a number of basic truths, and we have elaborated on those, and I don't think there's any need to repeat them today, but we have elaborated on those. We wound up here in verse 6, where that when they cast their net on the right side of the ship, at the direct instruction of the Lord Jesus Christ, they found that by following Him, following His instructions, being obedient to Him, that they had a net full of fish. In other words, their service was successful. The thing that they were commanded to do brought results. Now, there's something else that I want you to see here about those results. Let me just jump a verse or two here. We'll come back to it. We'll get it later. But let me just jump a verse or two here. And it says here in verse 10, Jesus saith unto them, bring of the fish which you have now caught. And Peter went up and drew the net to the land full of great fishes, 153, and for all there were so many, yet was not the net broken. Now, I've jumped ahead just a little bit to get this point across before we talk about Peter here in verse 7. Here we find that the results of the service for God in the manner in which God told them to do it, with the right motive, with the right method, the service brought results, and that result remained. It was good. It was lasting. They brought the fish to shore. They did not lose any of them out of the net. They did not lose any of them out of the net. Now, there is not a ministry that I know of anywhere in the world today. There is not an evangelist, a preacher, or a missionary, or a church, or a mission organization, or any kind of a layman's group, or any kind of Christian service that I know of today that has 100% continuance in their convert. In other words, that all of those who make profession of faith under their ministry last and stay firm and stay true and remain active for the Lord. I don't know of one. There may be, but I don't know of one. But I do know this, and I know this to be the truth, that when a ministry is done according to the Word of God, according to the doctrines of the Word of God. You see, a lot of so-called ministers today have thrown doctrine out the window. They say it doesn't make any difference about doctrine. We're not interested in doctrine. We're interested in people. Well, my friend, that's a stupid remark. If you're not interested in doctrine, then you don't have any real interest in people. You see, if you want to give people that is true and that is right, and that is lasting, that is good, that will stand them in good when they stand before God, you're going to have to give them doctrine. You're going to have an absolute sure truth about the doctrine of salvation, or they're not going to know they're saved, or they're not going to have any foundation. Even if they are saved, they're not going to have any foundation in their knowledge as to how they got saved and what saved them. So you've got to have doctrine. You must have doctrine. And so there are those today who throw doctrine out the window. And they have many, many hundreds of professions. But just as soon as the test comes, the professions go by the wayside. And there is no real possession of the salvation of the Lord. And so I've learned from, not only from this scripture, but I've learned from experience that when a ministry, a work for God is done under the power of the Holy Spirit of God, under the direct command of God, with the doctrines of God, saturated with the doctrines of the Word of God, that Jesus is God, there is no other God, that there's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. How in the world could you promote or preach or teach salvation without bringing the Trinity in? The Trinity is involved in our salvation all the way through. The doctrine of the second coming of Christ, how can you give Christians hope without that? The doctrine of the virgin birth, without the virgin birth, we would all be lost. There would be no salvation. So our ministry must be filled with doctrine. And the truth of the Word of God. And so there is a method and a motive that we have, not to build up our own ministry. The motive should not be to build up a big church. The motive should not be to build up a big mission board or build a big mission program. The motive should not be to put ourselves up in the eyes of other Christians and let them look upon us and think how big that fella is. And, you know, if I'll do like he does, I'll have the results he has. No, that is not the right motive. The motive for the work of God is to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ and to bring to the Lord precious souls that they might be born into the kingdom of God and might be eternally saved and kept by the power of God. So we have learned from these verses then that which is done under the direct authority of God, the direct command of God, with the proper motive and method. In other words, you're on the wrong side, you're fishing on the left side, just cast your net on the right side, do the thing right, do it like the Bible says it, the right motive, the right method, then you will get the right results, and those results will be lasting. They will be there. The net will not be broken. Now, that's not saying that everybody that makes profession in your ministry will last. I'm not saying that. I know better than that. But I do know that we have entirely too many ministries, so-called gospel ministries in the world today, that are creating a lot of professions, a lot of followers, a lot of people with a lot of emotion and a lot of action. But whenever the test comes, it all falls through and there is nothing left. And the net, we might say, is broken. And those who made profession fall through. They don't have the real thing. They don't have the real truth of the gospel. They do not have the born-again experience. They have not repented of their sins and turned to Christ, and therefore they will not last. They cannot last, for they are simply a profession and not a possession. And so I think that's brought out in these scriptures today. The net was not broken. There was absolutely 100% of the fish that was caught in that net that remained in that net and brought to the Lord Jesus Christ. He sent Peter back and told the other disciples to bring those fish to him. I'll have to close with that today. We'll continue in these verses next week, and I've been so happy to be able to be with you, and I do hope that you'll pray for the ministry, pray for this preacher, that God will use me for his glory. And then, if you will, we'd love to hear from you. A letter, a card, whatever. Do something to let us know that you're listening and that you appreciate the ministry of the Word of God.